age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We'd like to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, about some radiation issues, and going to get into a little bit of this, it's sort of an invisible threat. We're also going to be talking about, we may talk about all kinds of things with regard to digestion, and maybe get some liver facts in here along with the Quack Report, see how the hour goes. But before we go to all that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation, as you know, up in prayer, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees. Hope you are too. Today's devotional puts us in Proverbs 3, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Amen to that, right? We got to trust in the Lord. He knows what's best. And, trusting somebody is work. It is. It's a work in progress. It's something that once it's established, though, it is solid as a rock. So work on that. Mind time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. All right, a Quack Report is a bit brief tonight, but we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. So last but not least in the Quacker, Frank, get this. This is interesting. It's kind of tying into our first segment a little bit. 10% of Americans don't use the internet. U.S. adults do not, 10% of them don't use the internet, according to a Pew Research Center analysis, some survey data. They said the size of the group has changed very little over the last 4 years, despite a lot of, government enthusiasm and encouragement through social service programs to encourage internet adoption, especially for older people, so they understand the internet. But the 10% figure is substantially lower than in 2000, than the year 2000, when they first started studying the social impact of this type of technology. So they said in the year 2000, they estimated 48% of Americans didn't use the internet. That's kind of when it was just getting going, in the early 2000s. So that's understandable. But now 10%, 90%, Frank, of Americans are online in some way or form, somehow, some way, Gone are the days of the smoke signals and the carrier pigeons. And everybody's online. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. Hey, we might have to go back to the carrier pigeons and the smoke signals, you know, after I read you this report. Frank, you're not going to be any stranger to the topic that we're going to talk about now. But some people out there may not be up to date on a lot of it. They may have heard some things, but it just didn't sink in what it means. So I thought we'd touch it for a little bit for the first part of the show. We're going to talk about the radiation plague. Okay, because most people have heard something about the new generation or the next generation in our wireless systems, you know, that connect most of the devices. It's called 5G, and it's the fifth generation in wireless technology is what it is. That's why they call it 5G. And it's a technology that has been developing over the last, 20 years, wouldn't you say, Frank? I would say. So this so-called smart technology, which we're told SMART stands for self-monitoring analysis and reporting technology. And it's unfortunately producing some unsafe exposure to radiation through this technology. So few biologists are aware of the danger, and the independent studies that are looking at the safety of the technology are largely ignored. And it isn't because there haven't been safety testing done on it, but there's been not enough in-depth research on long-term exposure. So the industry research that has been conducted has been actually changed or even covered up to report there's little to no risk using wireless technology, when in fact the risk is extremely dangerous. So we're going to talk about that. So the health effects are so significant that within three generations, experts say humans will be unable to reproduce, and at that point, sterility will be irreversible because of this 5G. So therefore, the mortality reports that we're seeing, and we got a third consecutive year stating death rates have risen, so more people are dying than are being born. And this is a red flag. See, it's already started. We're seeing this tick up. So some cultures, like in Great Britain now, they've kind of crossed the line of no return, that within a few generations, they're going to, well, their culture is being erased, basically. And a lot of it has to do with infertility as well as immigration for them. So the 5G is really not being put into place, you know, so that your bandwidth allows you for faster downloads of movies. That's not why it's here. It is to help usher in the social credit system to help track everyone. And it's a $1 trillion world dominion measure. So we're going to find out how we can protect ourselves as best we can when they start rolling this out, next year. So let's look at this silent bombardment, because the 5G system is going to include 20,000 satellites, and on the ground there's going to be like 250 antennas per square mile, we're told. So this is scheduled to be implemented between 2020 and 2021. And experts are warning us that SMART, S-M-A-R-T, actually stands for Secret Militarized Residential Technology that has been commercialized to be installed in every home. So it was originally developed for the battlefield and for intelligence systems. And when in place, the experts explain that the 5G system is going to deliver 5 to 6 times the recommended safe level of radiation or EMF exposure. So they describe this impulse system of radiation exposure as, quote, weapon system masquerading as modern efficiency technology. Ooh. Taking a break. Be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Talking about radiation plagues. That's what we got here going on because, you know, the warning is real, okay? You'll recall that I recently did a report on the silent pandemics in which, you know, I pointed to when Moses advised Israel to obey to avoid the punishments of the common plagues and even the ones they knew not. I'm going to restate it again. This is Deuteronomy 28. Choose life and obey God to receive the blessings, or disobey and bring the plagues of Egypt and every sickness and every plague not written of in this book. And so the Bible went on to specifically account for the plagues and diseases and sicknesses that we're witnessing today. Inflammation, the chronic epidemic that it is, consumption, various respiratory diseases, and I would add the COPD, the SARS, the MERS, all these new diseases and pandemics. Extreme burning, which is your diabetic nerve pain, war, which are with your germ warfare, and then blasting, which, you know, not just bombs, but various aerosol sprayings like chemtrails, vaccines, pesticides, and I'm going to add EMF smart radiation bombardment to that list, as well as mildew and fungus. Those were the things the Bible mentioned would be the curses for disobedience. So, let's talk about the chemtrail connection for a second. Some people believe in the chemtrails, some don't. But according to a report by weapons expert Mark Steele, he says the chemtrails are linked to smart technology. It provides the electromagnetic field, he said. The chemtrails dump nanoparticulates or nanotechnology into the atmosphere, which act as transmitters, he says. And these nanoparticles irritate human skin and makes us transmitters ourselves for the smart technology to track us. Interesting. He goes on to say that 5G is a killer, end of quote. You can read more about Mark at his website, saveusnow.org.uk. I also want to read a quote by Dr. Robert Obecker. He's a bioelectromagnetic scientist, I guess, and he's also the author of the Bioelectric book, and he says this, I want the general public to know that science isn't run the way they read about it in the newspapers or magazines. You cannot automatically accept scientists' pronouncements at face value, for too often they are self-serving and misleading.
I want citizens and non-scientists as well as investigators to work to change the way research is administered. The way it is currently funded and evaluated, we are learning more and more about less and less. So science has become, he says, our enemy, end of quote. Very strong words there. Well, let's talk about the health fallout, because the health experts are kind of lining up with some testimony that the combination of the chemtrails and the smart technology are heavily influencing the microbiome or balance within the human body. And so here's a brief list of how the smart meter technology, the EMF radiation, the pulses of electricity from your smart devices is affecting the human body. They're saying we're getting cell degradation. In other words, we're getting cell death and DNA damage. They also listed it reduces our oxygen getting to our cells. It damages the immune system. It damages the brain function and increases their neurological illnesses like brain tumors and Alzheimer's. Also, learning disabilities as well as our ovaries and testes, our infertility is increasing. And it damages our gut microbes and increases the biotoxins inside the body. So this is an incredible statement, really. And most people are hearing nonsense in the news about a lot of this and not hearing the truth according to what scientists are saying. And the thing about all this, because of the way it's been delivered in our economic realm, it's very convenient technology. It makes people lots of money. But it's going to be a question of whether we're covered or not by insurance going down the road. And here's what I mean. There's this other aspect of smart technology that is moving so fast that some of the other industries haven't been able to keep up to determine the liability impact of this industry. So some major areas that are questioning if they can absorb the liability burden of smart technology are the home insurance, health insurance, and life insurance industries. So it's very likely that underwriters in these sectors will disallow coverage due to damage by EMF radiation from smart technology. It's quite possible that could happen. I'm going to read you a few quotes. This is from the Insurance Journal of September 2016. They say this: the rise of smart and home technologies has proven challenging, and it's creating new exposures for insurers. The insurance industry has a dilemma: how to use new technologies and how to insure the risk these new technologies present to customers. They go on to say, smart apps also lead the way to concerns into cybersecurity and privacy threats. A study showed 31% of homeowners installed smart technology in their homes, and another 18% want to install the smart technology within 12 months. And lastly, they say, the complication of the new technology risks are by definition immature and have not been fully evaluated as insurable risks. So with the insurance industry, the significant history of experience with any given risk is needed to properly and confidently evaluate it and underwrite it, end of quote. So they're just not sure. You know, you get a lot of the smart technology in your home and someone breaks in and steals stuff. Your homeowner's insurance, you know, may say, well, you know, there's a vulnerability issue there with smart technology and we just can't cover the loss. Or, I'm going to read you this other quote by the Insurance Journal real quick. They say regulatory development is too slow to match the pace of new technologies. Insurers are reluctant to incorporate technologies into their operations that may later incur heavy regulation burdens such as heightened reporting fees, compliance activity, and other costs. In short, ensuring new technology risk ahead of full regulatory development and disclosure can lock the industry into a class of risk that could prove unattractive, end of quote. So think about this. The utility companies and the government, they're urging us, they're using, managing, approving, and even mandating this new technology, which don't take any responsibility or liability for the new technology. Therefore, the individual is going to be taking the risk. So I want you to be aware that's a very clear possibility as we move forward. Always check the fine print on your insurance documents, because the devil's in the details. And because it may not be in your policy, doesn't mean it's automatically covered. Okay. So, you know, you got to make sure you ask those really important questions. So think about this the next time, let's say your electric smart meter causes a fire and damages your home or business. Is that going to be covered? You would think so. We assume it would be. Never assume anything. Not now. Well, let's talk about the radiation effects, because there are some common symptoms from exposure to radiation particles, waves, and pulses. And they are skin changes, where you get some inflammation, redness, swelling, itching, peeling, or even blistering. There could be fatigue or digestive ailments. There's maybe sexual changes, impotence, vaginal dryness, pain during intercourse, as well as difficulty swallowing, and urinary or bladder problems like incontinence or pain upon urination. This could all be from exposure to these frequencies that are hitting you all the time. All right, so we gotta be aware of these things. Here's a quote from the National Cancer Institute. They say, high-frequency EMFs, which include X-rays and gamma rays, are ionizing radiation and part of the electromagnetic spectrum that can damage DNA or cells directly in humans, animals, insects, plants, and other life forms. End of quote. So this is why the bees can't navigate back to the hive, you think? There's hive death, abandonment, because they can't get back. They get confused. They can't get back. Here's a quote from Dr. Jack Kruse, a neurosurgeon. He says, I never thought I'd say this in my life, but cell phones are probably worse than cigarettes for overall health. I think he may be right. So we're going to be taking a little break here in a minute. So we're going to be talking about some medical defenses that we can take to protect ourselves and limit our risks. And we'll be right back with more.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a bishop on a hook, like a knife from some old-fashioned book.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Whole Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the radiation plague that we're under. And let me read you this quote by this bioelectromagnetic engineer and author of The Body Electric, Dr. Robert Obecker. He says, "I have no doubt in my mind that at the present time, the greatest polluting element in the Earth's environment is the proliferation of electromagnetic fields. I consider that to be far greater threat to the global on a global scale." End of quote. So, you know, global warming doesn't even compare. If you believe global warming exists, according to him, the electromagnetic is an environmental pollutant, according to him. Well, let's get to the medical defense that we can implement to help ourselves out, because modern medicine isn't really going to be able to combat the health problems the EMF radiation is going to unleash. However, we're instructed in scripture to use medicinal herbs for protection and healing. And herbs are packed full of concentrated nutrients, including antioxidants. And some foods and herbs that I would use are going to be the lycopene found in tomato, berries, broccoli, your favorite garlic, Frank. Garlic's in the list. Legumes, green tea, spinach, quinoa, which is preferably heirloom quinoa. It's a superfood. It tends to energize and protect your digestive tract and gives your body protein, amino acids, minerals, and antioxidants. Spirulina, which is another superfood. It supports the immune system and protects your neurotransmitters with some amino acids. Also, chlorella, which is a marine algae. It's an algae that detoxifies the body with 8 amino acids and provides oxygen to your body and your cells. NASA actually used chlorella on their space flights for the astronauts. So, and according to the March 7th Journal of Clinical Biochemistry and Nutrition, scientists conducted experiments in 1949 and found that living plants and herbs protect humans from the effects of ionizing radiation, and found that such nutrients were in herbal extracts, and it showed great potential, they said. Of course, you know, they were investigating ways to create drugs from the plant components to protect people from what was then the nuclear terror attack threat of the time. Here is a quote from the Journal of Clinical Biochemistry and Nutrition. They said this: "Recent focus of radiation protection has shifted to test the radio protection potential of plants and herbs and hope that one day it will be possible to find a suitable pharmacological agent to protect against ionizing radiation. And the most herbs tested have radio protector potential by increasing antioxidants." End of quote. So antioxidants, we keep coming back to the antioxidant thing. Some of the herbs that they tested in their study back in 49 were ginger root, peppermint leaf, and ginkgo biloba leaf, all high in antioxidants. So, you know, we want to take this warning seriously, okay? Obviously, you know, God has not left us defenseless against the onslaught of modern technology, and God inspired Moses to write about are modern plagues, and we have been warned. So if you have smart appliances, you may want to find places that would take trade-ins, and you know, you can trade in, you can get an older refurbished appliance that doesn't have the EMF radiation technology in it, and it may not be, you know, as stylish, but it may be more of a retro look, but it will reduce your exposure. And watch the type of light bulbs. Avoid those LEDs if you can. You're going to find more helpful hints on making your home and work environment as safe as possible. You can go to emfwarriors.com. That's emfwarriors.com. And for a lot more information on smart technology, there's this documentary. It's very excellent, referencing points from various industry experts. The hot link is going to be in our newsletter. So if you subscribe to the American Survival newsletter, it'll be going out this evening, and the hot link will be in there. If you don't subscribe and you'd like the hot link, you can just send an email to the folks at Apothecary Herbs, support2@thepowerherbs.com, and they'll send you the link, and you can watch that documentary on YouTube. It's very good. So you have a remedy, you know, basically, you want to be proactive. You want to limit your exposure the best you can to EMF radiation and your smart devices, and use your medicinal herbs and foods to help strengthen your body and protect you against the damage. So Apothecary Herbs has several of the herbs we mentioned in this report, and I can suggest their Body Foundation food mix, their bowel cleanse to help remove radioactive particles. Garlic juice, they have that, as well as brain concentrate with the ginkgo. They do have the ginger and the peppermint leaf tinctures. They have a great calcium formula to protect your skin. They have milk thistle to protect your liver. They have formulas for men and women for reproductive function. You could use those. Pain anti-inflammatory formulas. Dandelion root for the cancer effect, and also blood cleansers. So you've got tons of options there. You can give them a call to order or to request their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Do ask for their free product catalog and get empowered. That's what it's about. Taking the power back. Absolutely great stuff. All right, so we're going to be talking about the bowel a little bit because, you know, when you get a lot of radiation, any kind of heavy metals, they do migrate to the bowel, and they can get lodged in colon tissue. And I love to do bowel cleansing. It draws all that stuff out. And a lot of people say they think clearer when they do a bowel cleanse. They just have more energy, or they drop a lot of extra pounds when they cleanse, but they're not fasting while they cleanse. Fasting's not necessary. So we're going to talk about a lot of inflammation, as we mentioned in the list of the plagues the Bible said we would have, and a lot of inflammatory bowel disease. So we have a culture now. We have ulcerative colitis, we have inflamed bowel complications, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis. So we got all this, anything with itis at the end of it is inflammation, and it's a medical term for inflammation. ITIS at the end of a word means inflammation of that specific area. So, and when we have a lot of inflammation, it really does disrupt and even destroy a lot of that friendly flora, the gut biome that the experts were saying the EMF radiation disrupts. So we're getting bombarded by a lot of stuff. You know, we're not having food as nutritious as we used to have it. We're getting a lot of radiation and other things. So we have to do more at protecting ourselves. It's almost like having a second job trying to stay healthy these days. A lot of people, you know, have a hard time changing eating habits. Maybe not radical changes. Do a little tweaking and go to the Mediterranean diet. It's healthier, and it doesn't promote risks of cancer, heart disease, or diabetes, which the American Western diet does. So definitely check out that. So we're going to be talking about some statistics a little bit. We've got a lot of ulcerative colitis, about 1.4 million Americans, and the condition is also called Crohn's disease, and it's an inflammatory bowel disease. And it can affect the entire bowel, whereas ulcerative colitis typically is just restricted to the large intestine. Now, according to a lot of health authorities. Inflamed bowel conditions have gone up 74% since the 1990s. And medicine is reporting that we have 57,000 people get admitted to the hospital each year with these types of conditions. And it's often, you know, people get a Crohn's disease attack. These conditions can start as early as like the teens, like between 15 to 30 years of age. And a lot of times it's what we're eating, of course. So, college students usually prone to these types of diseases because they're eating at the, you know, college canteen, a lot of fried foods, and it's just not a very balanced type of diet. And the statistics are also showing males are slightly more prone to inflammatory bowel disease conditions compared to females. So one statistic shows patients with these conditions are becoming younger and younger each year. Canadians seem to have a real problem there. They have the highest rates of digestive malfunction and disease known. So we're supposed to believe Canadians are not concerned about their condition, but basically it's not just the latitude, longitude people. It's, you know, what we're exposed to and what we're putting in the body. Well, in the medicine world, Crohn's disease is, you know, they use a lot of anti-inflammatory drugs. They defined it as an immune system problem. Crohn's disease is, you know, your immune system's kind of gone wacky and it's attacking your digestive tract. Your immune system is not supposed to do that. So what has prompted an immune system to malfunction would be my question. But if you don't have a lot of healthy flora, a lot of inflammation does occur, the bowel lining gets thicker, their medicine's really not sure how this occurs. They say it could be also from prescription drugs you may be taking. They have a negative influence on the immune system causing this problem. So that's a possibility. Medicine also hints Crohn's is more likely inherited. It's a genetic thing. They love that one. That take that out of the bag. That's their fallback explanation. It's genetic. So, but Crohn's can involve the small and the large intestine, and it will include symptoms of abdominal pain, diarrhea, and a lot of weight loss. The ileum will be inflamed, and this is where the small and large intestine connect, and it's right there by the appendix. And most often you can get appendicitis. However, the condition starts really in your stomach and in the small intestine and then moves to encompass the entire digestive system. And they call it gastroduodenal Crohn's disease, the two digestive areas, the large and small intestine. And patients have problems. They struggle with appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, a lot of abdominal pain and cramping. And, it largely affects them with, you know, acute diarrhea and fatigue, night sweats, fever, even rectal bleeding. So it's a real problem. And I can see I'm past due my break. I'll be back with more on the other side.
To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
About a little bit of a bowel inflammation and these diseases that have really taken a lot of Americans down. And, you know, it's an expensive condition, and medicine has excelled at disease management over this problem, and no cure. About 70% of the patients, after they're poked and prodded and endoscoped to death, 70% are led down the hallway to surgery. 30 to 60% are going to need additional surgeries, and on average, patients will pay each year $20,000 for disease management on this condition. Severe conditions cost $60,000, and then the top two severe conditions cost $300,000 a year. And of course, you know, medicine poo-poos the notion that, you know, it rebukes the suggestion it's diet-driven, there's no cure. But the weird thing is, you know, they'll counsel their surgery recovery patients to watch what they're eating to reduce recurrence of symptoms. So if it's not diet driven, why they do that? So ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, altogether, we're spending almost $2 billion for a no cure symptom management treatment plan. I don't think so. Real quick, let's touch on ulcerative colitis. You know, according to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, a lot of inflammation and bowel disease started materializing before the Civil War. So the Civil War was, what, 1861 to 1865? And then there was this spike in sugar consumption, and it started to go up with sugar consumption by the 1700s. But it really took off. Sugar consumption took off in the mid-1800s. So they see the sugar and the stress element as a timeline that seems to fit with bowel inflammation. And Crohn's and colitis conditions were not officially in the medical condition books until like 1875. They didn't get an official medical name until 1932. And a lot of antibiotics were issued in the early 1911, when penicillin was in mass production, and by the 1932s, that's what they were using to treat it. The wonder drug fixed that. Symptoms of colitis are acute diarrhea, rectal bleeding, pain, chronic inflammation, weak intestines, toxic colon, massive swelling, enlargement of the intestines, and other complications would be red and itchy eyes and eye pain, mouth sores, swollen, painful joints, skin lesions, rashes, bumps, sores, ulcerations, osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver conditions like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and blood clots. Goodness. And then there's the new drug to treat all this, the Entyvio. And it's mainly prescribed for adults that have the ulcerative colitis when conventional drugs have failed, and patients with Crohn's disease are also taking it. And it's documented as a drug to try to contain symptoms, you know, to limit or reduce the need for the steroid drugs they're also taking. And the drug is promoted as improving the lining of the large intestine, and patients are told, you know, their symptoms will improve and their disease will be in remission. It's managed. Managed, I say. So the word remission can be misleading. patients think they've been cured, but it just means a reduce in their symptoms, a reduction of symptoms. That's all it means. So documents on the drug are warning not to take Entyvio if you've recently been vaccinated or have any long-term infections. So the drug has really not been shouldn't take it if you have liver problems, if you had tuberculosis, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So let's look at the common side effects of this drug. Induced cold symptoms, a headache, fatigue, joint pain, back pain, extremity pain, nausea, fever, upper head infection like sinusitis, throat pain, cough and bronchitis, and rash and itching. Some of the serious side effects associated with the medicine is severe allergic reactions, swelling of the lips, tongue, throat, face, shortness of breath, trouble breathing, wheezing, dizziness, fever, feverish hot feeling, heart palpitations, infections including fever, chills, muscle aches, cough, runny nose, sore throat, shortness of breath, red and painful skin with sores, sounds like the flu, tiredness, pain during urination, liver problems, dark urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes, which means your liver's in distress, a progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy. It's a rare viral brain infection. It produces disability, death, and there's no cure if you get that. So the drug can do that to you. So people with inflammatory bowel disease are often given immune system suppressants, which make them very weak. The drug manufacturers state that patients with weak immune systems are more likely to develop the severe symptoms and get the brain infection if they're taking Entyvio. So they talk about a catch-22 for the patient. So what's your risk? Well, statistics bear that there's more cases of Crohn's disease than there are ulcerative colitis. So if you listen to the medical health authorities, these conditions are too hard to predict, and there is no cure, and who would be at risk is a big question mark. And they also claim the conditions are so complicated, your genes and the environment must be to blame. So you mean to tell me, with all the historical data and the correlations of stress and sugar and intake and reduction of food nutrition since World War II, which, you know, are skyrocketing the number of these cases, and they don't know what the cause is? Well, what can you say to that? Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. And he also said, if you are not your own doctor, you're a fool. Whoa. And that was back at, 377 BC. Wisdom way back then. So if you have, let's say, relatives who are suffering with a lot of inflammatory bowel disease, it could be likely that your body could have a weakness there because we tend to eat like our relatives, don't we? Yeah. So in such instances, greater care should be taken to avoid a lot of unhealthy foods, trigger foods, smoking, excessive alcohol, and also a sedentary lifestyle. So disease will often strike at your genetic weakest link. Okay. And the weakness can be passed on as we tend to have lifestyles like our relatives do. So we may have a weakness, but doesn't mean that we're going to have the disease. But if we follow suit like our relatives, we smoke, we drink lots of soda, alcohol, we don't exercise regularly, chances are you'll probably have the same condition. Science has really shown that food influences our DNA for good or bad within 6 days. So eating more raw fruits and vegetables and limiting your animal food intake is going to have a healthier impact than drugs or surgery would ever have. Yep. Here is Hippocrates once again. All disease begins in the gut, the bowel area. Mm-hmm. And he says this also, healing is a matter of time, but it sometimes also is a matter of opportunity. So, you know, don't shirk your duty there and be proactive. You know, don't shirk that. You need to be proactive. It's your life. It's your health. And nobody's ever going to care more than you do about your own health. So that should get everybody in motion. So even if you don't suffer, let's say, from inflammatory bowel disease, you certainly don't want to open the door for disease to come in there. So detoxing the bowel is really an insurance card for overall health, because if all disease begins in the bowel, and if you cleanse the bowel, your likelihood of having a disease start there is reduced significantly. So the bowel is really that last stop for toxin removal. It's real important to keep that open and free flowing. Help the bowel muscle be toned so you're eliminating several times a day. So if you have a sluggish bowel, if you're having trouble there, if you're having limited bowel movements and maybe once or twice weekly, the stool is in there too long and you're opening up an opportunity to have a problem. So diseases like cancer, chronic fatigue, very disabling, chronic back pain, other problems can result. And so you want to avoid that whole scenario. And you can sidestep it easily when you use your cleansing herbs to cleanse the bowel. And it's not hard. It's not expensive. It's non-toxic and safe. And a lot of times it leaves you feeling like a spring chicken, you know, really feeling good. So if you're interested in learning how to do the organ cleansing, you start with the bowel. That's your very first cleanse, okay? And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can explain why that's important. And they have a money-back guarantee on their products. They offer product support. So the only thing you really risk is shipping when you order from them. And you can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com. And just click on the organ cleanse section and read about the products. They're all there. If you have any questions, give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com. And get a free product catalog from them and be empowered. If you have the right tools and information, you'll be amazed what you can accomplish, right? So it's like if you don't have the right tools and the right information, it's like having a kite with no wind. What good is it? So definitely get up with the powerherbs.com folks at the Apothecary Herbs, and they can help you figure these things out. And, of course, if you want that hot link to the chemtrails documentary, that's on YouTube. Just ask for that as well. They'll email it to you at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, wish you all to be well.